Welcome to Doula Club, a podcast for doulas by a doula. I'm your host, Bonnie Silva. Enjoy the ride. Hey guys, welcome back. I have been doing quite a bit of postpartum, and I have three birth clients this month, but it's really interesting trying to juggle as a person who has family, friends, and all of the obligations in life, trying to juggle work, which our line of work is a freelance work. So we constantly have to network, put ourselves out there, talk to our friends, be known, be, you know, the more we network, the more people know that we're active in the field and the more they'll recommend us, right? So staying active, networking, trying to drink water, making sure you're eating a balanced meal, and making sure that you're giving family and friends the time that they deserve. It's a lot, you know, doing that throughout the whole year. It's already a task itself. But during the holidays, when there's like Halloween, which I consider that a holiday. I don't know if you do, but I do. And then right after it's Thanksgiving, and then right after it's Christmas, and then right after it's the New Year's. By the end of the New Year's, like the second week of January, everybody's exhausted. Nobody has money. Everybody's depleted. So, you know, it's a lot. And I feel that this time around, what I've been doing is practicing some selfishness. In where I give myself a little bit of extra self-care, because if I'm depleted, I cannot give my clients and the rest of my surroundings my energy, my time, and my devotion. So that's something that I've learned really quickly this year, is that being a little selfish and doing a little bit more self-care for yourself is not a bad thing. Something that I also preach to my doula clients, you know, either if it's birth, postpartum, overnight, doesn't matter. Specifically to the laboring partners, I always tell them, be a little selfish, like do a little bit more extra self-care, because if you're doing good and if you're feeling successful in your energy, your nutrition, and your mental care, you're going to be a good partner to your spouse. And if you're a good partner, you're going to have a healthy, balanced, well-rounded family. And if you have that, then everything is good. Well, not everything, but generally things. Because the kid will always be fed. The baby will always be fine. You know, my main concern a lot of times are the parents. So that's my tip of the day. Around this time of year, I always, not that I don't do the same amount of care, dedication, and love for clients around the summertime, but the clients around fall and winter, it's a little harder for them because they're homebounded a little bit more than summer and spring clients. So it's particularly tough because cabin fever is a real fucking thing. One of my advices that I do is to try to encourage the new parents to, maybe even if they go outside their door, you know, just have some fresh air. Encourage them to really participate in those mom groups, which can be so fucking awkward in the beginning for new parents. And they really should change those names from mom groups to just new parent groups, because I feel that, especially with gender conformity and knowing to call the proper pronouns, some birthing partners don't want to be called a mom. Maybe they want to be called dad, or they just want to be called another beautiful name that's not necessarily mom. So I wish there were more groups that were more sensitive towards those wordings. But that being said, I do encourage birthing partners to participate in outlets and groups, because even though you're in a group with a bunch of random people, there are a lot of things about parenthood, especially in the beginning, in the first few months, that you might not relate to the other person, but there's a beautiful thing in solidarity where even if you haven't been through that specific situation, you can be in a room where people can be compassionate towards your needs and your difficulties. There is this really cool show called The Letdown on Netflix, where I, for a hot minute, didn't get into it until one of my birth clients was like, hey, you should totally watch this show. We were chit-chatting about shows and whatnot. And she recommended it to me. And I kid you, I'm a binger, so I watched it in like a day. But totally a great show to kind of relate where, you know, a new mom is kind of feeling like alone in her parenthood journey in the beginning. And she joins this group of a bunch of other moms who don't really have anything in common besides having a kid. But it's just like a cool, funny, comedic side of parenthood, which I think can be very humorous. And it can kind of like take you out of that like bubble where you find yourself, you're like living the same thing every single day, like Groundhog Day. I get it. Like, I mean, I don't have a kid, so I don't know, but like, I get it because I see it every day. So I understand. So yeah. I think that self-care is hard because it's the last thing on our minds, especially for new parents. Like, I don't think they grasp that in the beginning, because their focus is solely taking care of this tiny human that was just born, you know? So one thing as doulas that I always try to encourage and remind them of self-care, remind them that the parents are just as important as the baby. You know, they just had this enormous thing happen where birth, labor, it's a huge thing. It's one of the most important part of events of your life. Not the most, one of the most, out of the many things that happen throughout your life, right? So, you know, self-care, I feel like, gets lost in translation after birth. And as a birth, postpartum, overnight, newborn care specialist, all of the things, full spectrum, doula, I think that it's important that as doulas, we remind our clients that take a little bit of time for yourself. Ask for help. Help, asking for help is the most, one of the most difficult things that clients go through, because they feel like if they're asking for help, a lot of times they're being judged. And that's a really sad thing, because I feel that our society here in America specifically is not set up for new parents properly. They're even trying to take away the 6 weeks leave for 3 weeks now. I mean, like, it's just pathetic. Like our system for new parents in America specifically is fucking pathetic. And I think that our roles as doulas have to really step it up and try to really encourage new parents to create a village, to do self-care. Have communication, a clear communication between both parents is really, really important, because what ends up happening a lot of times, there's already a depletion coming from either the hospital or the birthing center. Even if you had a home birth, there's a lot of depletion that comes from that, right? I think that's the reason why I don't like to use the words magical birth. Because I think that, you know, more props to you if you use that, and more props to you if your clients love that, because clearly you are the perfect doula for her. But the reason why I personally don't use it, and this is a personal thing, don't come at me, because this is my personal view. I don't use it because birth is not a magical thing. You know what I mean? Like, you do have these births that are very, they're great, they're fast, they're easy, and the clients do feel this incredible, vivid moment, which seems magical. But, you know, I don't necessarily think that birth is a magical thing. Magic is when you put glitter in the air and make a balloon dog. That's cool and magical. Birth to me is a very tough, but very not heartbreaking, but a very full heart experience. And I think that for me personally, because I do consider myself a person that does connect with the earth and the stars and the universe in various ways, but I kind of stay away from the words magical, luminous, universal when it comes to birth in specific, because I see a lot of traumatic births as well. As a doula, we see a lot of fucking shit that a lot of the times the parents don't remember. You know what I mean? Like when you're seeing your client hemorrhaging after she's had a forceps and you're looking at the husband, the partner, and he has his face is like white because he's at this moment just looking at the blood. And I'm just looking at him being like, oh, look at your daughter. Your daughter was just born. Look at her. Look at this. Like trying to take away from the focus of that trauma. That's not a magical moment. Okay. When I am having a client that had two sewing situations because she ripped her stitches out the first time because she had to go to the bathroom and because they gave her some iron pills, it made her bowels stiffen up and then she ripped her stitches and she had to get restitched, so it backed up her recovery. That's not a magical moment. So to me, that's why I don't call birth magic. Those are the reasons why I personally, me, Bonnie Silva, don't do that. Again, I think that it's great that we have doulas of all types and kinds because we need doulas of all types and kind. I am a huge believer that no matter how many doulas there are in the world, there will always be enough pregnant women, pregnant people, pregnant folks, parents that are giving birth for all the doulas in the world. So that being said, I want to wish you all a very merry holiday, whatever you celebrate, either if it's Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, Yule, you name it, happy to that. Have an amazing time this year. If family stresses you out, go outside for a breath of fresh air. Life is too short. Just remember that. Family is stressful, yes, but life is too short, and you never know when you're going to fucking die. That being said, I wish you all an amazing, amazing time. I hope that everybody has a fantastic fucking year next year. I really, truly feel like there's a lot of shit going on. Feminism is strong. Feminism, to me personally, is like a gem. It has many facets and faces. So everybody has a different idea of what feminism is. And I give you props to whoever you are that believes in that particular idea of feminism. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the year. Adieu, my fellow doulas. Yes, we made it. We fucking made it. Yes. Bye.